Hello, everyone. This is Mary Jean Marcus, creator, founder of Women Uplifting Women. Welcome to our Coffee Chat podcast. I just want to give you a little information about Women Uplifting Women. I want to invite you, first of all, to join us at our website at the Women Uplifting Women. .com. It's the Women Uplifting Women.com. If you go on there, you'll see there'll be links on there to all of our other social media sites: Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, YouTube. There's some others on there that you can click on and see find out more about what we are all about. And so I'm going to go right into my message for today. I'm so blessed and excited for today. Today is mine and my husband's 32nd wedding anniversary. And I just wanted to share. I was just thinking about marriage and you know, the years that we've gone through. It's 32 years is a long time. And I just wanted to share some things with you all in no particular order. And there's just no way I can share everything on this one podcast that I would like to. But there will be the things that I am sharing are the things that I know helped me in our 32 years of marriage, and both of us, to learn and to grow and to live together and raise a family. So I just want to give you a little background on us. We have four beautiful, awesome daughters. Our oldest is 32, and she was born in the 80s. And then our next two daughters, 29 and 26, were born in the 90s. And then our last daughter, she's 17 years of age, a young 17, and she was born in this century, the 21st century. So it's like we had to learn how to raise children in the 80s and the 90s and now in this century. So it's been interesting. I won't even go into that part, but it's been interesting raising our daughters in all those generations. But and they're wonderful gals, and we've learned so much in raising our girls. But the first thing I want to talk about is forgiveness. You'll find that you just have to forgive one another throughout your marriage. You know, you live with each other, you know, you're raising a family, you have a household, you bring on, you know, financial responsibilities, and there's a lot to a marriage, but it can work. And so forgiveness is key. It's so key. As soon as, you know, something happens, there's a miscommunication or whatever it is that rises up, forgive. And even if your spouse doesn't forgive, you just forgive. Let it go. Allow yourself to forgive and to be free from it. Because when we don't forgive, we hold on to things. And that anger can turn into greater anger and then bitterness and resentment. And so, you know, God's word tells us in Ephesians 4:26 to don't let the sun go down upon your anger. So if there's something that's going on, talk about it before the end of the day, before your heads hit those pillows. Talk about it. And try to resolve it as best as can. And if tempers get a little bit heated, just stop the conversation until the next day, until the next time you can talk. It's not worth losing your tempers and saying things that you will regret. Words you cannot take back. And then you have to, you know, forgive and ask forgiveness for those words that you said. And so it's not worth it. Make sure that you're showing lots of forgiveness toward your spouse, your family members. And don't wake up the next day with that same issue. It's like I see it like an infected wound. You get a wound and it gets infected. You don't deal with it. You don't treat it. It just worsens. It compounds, and it's just not worth it to wake up the next day with that same issue, because that next day you're going to have other issues, things that arise. So deal with strife and deal with issues before the night ends, before that day ends, and you'll wake up the next day in peace. And it's just a part of it. Things are going to happen, and you just have to learn how to forgive. This was a big one for me. I had to learn how to forgive, and once I did, oh, our marriage was a lot lighter, and on his part too. But I'm just talking about myself, speaking for myself, is when I learned how to forgive, truly forgive, it just freed me to love more, to be at peace more in my home. So learn that. The other thing that I wanted to talk about is to show mercy and grace toward one another. Neither of you are perfect. You are not perfect. So don't expect your spouse to be perfect. There's no such thing as perfection. Each day we grow, each day we learn. And let me tell you, even after 32 years of marriage, my husband and I learn things about one another. And in this stage of our lives, we're pretty much empty nesters now. And we still have our last daughter here at the home, but she graduated from high school a year early. So she's already in college, her first year of college. So she's on her own and very independent. And we are empty nesters, and we are at this stage in life. It is so awesome that we've been able to communicate and deal with things so that we can have some kind of a relationship after 32 years of marriage. And let me tell you, we are having a lot of fun now in this season of our marriage. So show mercy and grace toward each other and toward your family members, your children. Don't expect them to be perfect. There's no such thing. And you just add pressure to your relationship. If you're expecting your spouse to be perfect, no, we are human. You both are human and you will err. So show that grace and mercy toward them. And you know, God shows us grace and mercy. Every single morning is brand new. So we, I feel, should show one another grace and mercy every morning. You wake up in the morning, you say, God, thank you for your grace and mercy, and I will show grace and mercy. And that changes everything. The other thing I wanted to talk about is to be kind and humble. Kindness goes a long way. It's interesting to me when I see people be kind to everyone else outside of their household and not their spouse or their families. No, be kind and humble in your own home. Show kindness and understanding. It goes so in such a long way. Say sorry when you mess up. And even if your spouse never says sorry when he or she messes up, it's okay. You be the example. You say sorry. And you know, when you do that, you feel better about yourself. Let me tell you, I have to say sorry a lot because I rely on God's grace and mercy every day, and I'm human, I'm a mom, I'm a woman, and it's just, we all err. So learn how to say sorry to your spouse. And, you know, by being the example of saying sorry when you mess up, your spouse will eventually get it. And your spouse will start saying sorry when he or she starts messing up. So be kind, show kindness in your home. It all starts in the home. And communicate. Communication is vital. You know, when there's a lack of communication, something's going on, our minds go nuts. Our minds will conjure up things that are not even so. So make sure you're communicating clearly, calmly, and peacefully. And like I said before, if tempers start rising, just take a break. Stop it at that point and come back later and talk. It's not worth losing your tempers. And we have self-control. You know, part of the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. We have that in us. So communication is vital. Communicate with one another every single day about everything. Share responsibilities 100% each one. I've heard the saying that a couple should be 50-50. you know, 50% him, 50% her putting into the marriage, into the relationship. No, it has to be 100% of each, coming from each one. And, you know, depending on schedules, like for, I'll just share about my husband and myself. We have four daughters, so we decided that I would be a stay-at-home mama for a season and raise our girls. I never felt right, and I just thank God that I was able to. My husband worked his hiney off to make that happen, and not all mamas can, and my heart goes out to you, and I just pray that at some point, if you're in that situation, that you would be able to raise your children yourself. And but for us, I was able to. I stayed home. I just did not feel right leaving my children at daycares or family members. And I did, after our first child, I did work for almost a year. And then, you know, we had our second one on the way eventually. And I just, it was very hard to leave my baby all day long. So I raised them. My husband worked lots of hours, lots and lots of hours. So I was able to take care of the children, the household, a lot of the shopping because of the schedules that we both had. So I, you know, in our counseling with some couples, one, you know, the a lot of problems in the home is, well, he doesn't do that and she doesn't do that. No, 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 no. Stop pointing fingers. If you have the time to take the trash out, do it. Don't just leave it there piling up because the husband was supposed to do it at the end of the day. No, help one another out. Sometimes he or she are able to do more than the other because of the schedules. Just do what you have to do. Help one another out with the household chores, the shopping, the raising of the kids. You start having kids and they get older. You have events, you have sports, all kinds of things, a lot of driving around. So help each other out. Do all that you can. 100, put in 100%. Both of you, 100%. Not 50-50. That doesn't even work. That doesn't even make sense to me. So each one of you, you put 100% in and things are going to get done. There's going to be peace and calmness and things will get done. Your children won't be, you know, neglected. They're going to be taken care of. So just put 100% in the share of the responsibilities of a marriage. That's how it is. Another thing that is huge, you know, my husband and I have been very involved in different ministries over the past, you know, 25 plus years. And one of the ministries that we really enjoyed together, and we did this together, is minister to couples. And one of the things that we talked a lot about is couples that were thinking about getting married and going through this class. We would talk about their MAPS, M-A-P-S, MAPS. What that is when you marry, each person comes from different backgrounds, financially, in religion, in every way. Each person is coming into that relationship with different backgrounds. So it's so important to talk about a lot of these issues before marrying. Now, if you're already married and you're dealing with a lot of these issues already, I hope the information that I'm about to share will help. But the one thing that I always tell people is never allow in-laws, any family member or friends, anyone outside of your marriage to interfere. When you marry your spouse, you are bound to that person, not to anyone else. You are bringing your lives together to raise a family. You are bringing your finances together to live good. So, you know, a lot of times one or the other will bring things into the marriage that is not good. I remember one couple that we were talking to, they were already married, and so this it was the man's side that their family believe that even if you marry, even if you get older, you're responsible to financially support them and give them money. And this was interesting. This guy, they actually had like a payment set up where he had to give out a payment to the family every single month, that it was expected of him to take care of the parents and their household. And all. And it's like, no, you are not responsible to financially support your parents or anyone else unless it's coming from your heart and you want to help. But it should not be an expected thing. You have, when you marry, you have your own set of responsibilities. You buy a home, you buy cars, you start bringing in that debt that comes along with it. You have children. Children are expensive. College for them is expensive. There's all kinds of financial responsibilities in your own marriage. So don't feel you are not responsible for anyone else's finances. Another thing is religion. You have to talk about this beforehand. How are you going to raise your children? You know, there are a lot of couples that are raised in a Christian home, and others that are raised in maybe a Catholic home or whatever. Talk about how are you going to raise these children. And it's none of your family's or anyone else's business. It is you and your spouse's business, not anyone else. And you will meet up with a lot of resistance in a lot of these areas. My husband and I did. We were born in Catholic homes. And so we, you know, in life, we started growing, we started learning, and we became a part of an amazing church. And we are Christians. And so it's, everything changed. And there were family members that were not very happy about it because they were very generational, very strong Catholic. And so they had to learn how to accept us for how we wanted to raise our children. And so they eventually did. But we met up with a lot of resistance. But we knew what we had to do for us and our family. And today, they see the fruit in our lives. Our children are amazing. Our home life is peaceful. We are blessed. Not perfect, but blessed. And so you all have to come together with all of these things, with all of these issues, and stand together. Stand together 100% with your decisions that you make and with your finances, raising of your children, how you're going to raise your children in your religion, how everything. So you come together in unity with these decisions that you make. And so those are the things that I jotted down here that I believe they're nice. It's like a recipe for a good marriage and things that we had to deal with and grow in. But, you know, these past 32 years have been amazing. We have not been perfect. We've met up with a lot of hard times, but we work through them. And I see so many people these days that, you know, trouble arises, and that's just part of life. And when you understand that and you work through it, you'll work it out together and stick through it together. Don't give up once, you know, a little issue starts arising. And that's just how it is through marriage. Especially when you start, you know, adding the financial responsibilities and the children, everything. It's just a part of it. And when you go into marriage knowing and understanding this, you will not give up on each other. You will not stop loving one another. Love is a decision. You decide, I'm going to love you no matter what. We are going to work it out. We will make it. So love is a decision. It's not a feeling, a feely feel. And it takes work. Make sure that you're spending time with each other. Make sure you jot out that in your schedules. Don't be working all the time and forgetting about your time together. And, you know, never stop kissing. That's like when you meet someone, the first kiss should be amazing and wonderful. Don't stop doing those things. And woo one another and just, you know, spend time with one another, but never give up on each other. Life happens, things happen, you work it out, you work through it. And like I said, love is a decision, it's not a feeling. So I hope, I really pray and hope that this helps whoever is listening, that this, the information, the little bit of information that I shared here helps you, to encourage you to, you know, to build a happy and strong, blessed marriage that your children can look at when they grow and when they marry, and they can be, they can learn from you, from the mistakes, you know, from the successes. And so I just pray in the name of Jesus that your marriage is whole and complete and strong, and that you show one another kindness and mercy and grace and forgiveness, and that you would open your hearts to communicate and to love one another. So I hope this helps you all. God bless you. And join us for our next podcast. I'm excited for that one. But and go on there and check out all our other podcasts. Anyway, God bless you all, and hope you have a fabulous, fantastic day. God bless you.